Welcome to Viz City, KLCC's Visual Arts Program. I'm Terry Way. Sandy Brown Jensen is away. Sitting in for her, I'm happy to welcome John Rose. Hi, John.
Hi, Terry.
Well, today we're going over to the Jacobs Gallery. Big deal every year, the Mayor's Art Show. It runs through October 5th. It's like visiting old friends over there. It's kind of seeing who's up to what.
Yes, I was struck by the textures in the show. Before getting into subject matter, there were some photographs that kind of challenged me, one on sort of a canvas, one on a bright metallic metal.
Mm-hmm.
Rajin Manis has a kind of a paper mache type of surface, several textile pieces.
Right.
So just rich textures going on.
Right. And Louis Fuente.
Yes.
There's a big one, and I'm not sure. I think it's metallic paint, I think is what it is. The title of that one is Atlantic Salmon, and it's about a 3 by 4 foot canvas. And I think it really works best from several feet away. If you get up close, I mean, it's cool too, but I think it's the side of a salmon sort of magnified.
Right,
that's
a close
my take.
Up.
Yeah.
That was another one on my texture list.
Your texture list. It's hard to miss that one.
The winner, Judd Turner, had what looked like a bunch of rusted metal. I had to touch the art.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry. I touched it underneath.
Uh-oh.
And it was incredibly lightweight. It looks like something is like, how did they hang something that heavy?
Right. Judd, he named that one the Empty Empire. And it looks like a futuristic ghost town of upper level, lower level. The lower level's all upside down. It's eerie because there are little ladders there, and so you know that there were people there sometime, but there's nobody there now, and you're right. He's got it all patinaed. It looks like rust. So I'm not sure what he's saying there, but it's always intriguing to look at.
And strong horizontals and verticals working right together, which was a characteristic of one of my favorite paintings in the show by Mavelle Monsalve Featherston called Blue Air.
Mm-hmm.
Exploited the same thing, fairly abstract.
Right. One that was not so abstract, Talmage Doyle, who we've talked about many times here on Viz City, has a large image of an owl. It's a print, and she calls that one Turning Poison into Medicine. There's all kinds of very rich textures going on. Hers are always a little mystical in the background, you know. It's obviously an owl, but then there's a whole bunch more stuff going on there.
That's one to get lost in.
Right, yeah. Spent a lot of time looking at that one. Well, again, we're talking about the Eugene Mayer show. It runs through October 5th. It's at the Jacobs Gallery. One that I really did spend some time looking at and had to smile by James Cloutier. It's called Wren, Oregon, and at first glance, it looks like just a nice little town, but spend some time looking at the details. There's a whole bunch of things going on there. It's a real sense of humor, I think.
Yeah, that one in Mayor Kitty Piercy's choice was kind of a humorous one of a stick figure doing cave drawings. Looking at the jurors' choices, I think I would go with Roger Sadak. I think the one he picked. It was Light in the Dark by Katie Couter. Mm-hmm. I hope I say that name right. Mm-hmm. K-E-U-T-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
An angel, but a really beautiful border. Just there again, a rich texture to the whole piece and a very becoming face. Mm-hmm. On an angel.
Yeah, lots of things to look at. The show has a very calm feel. It's not lots of stuff in there, so it's a good one. It runs through October 5th. It's at the Jacobs Gallery. Hey, John, maybe we'll go across town and look at the People's Show over at New Zone next time. What do you think?
That's a challenge, but we'll do it.
All right. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
I'm John Rose.